Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. G'day, mate, she says in her best Aussie accent. So welcome to episode 5 of Joyful Eating. So today I'm going to be talking about a really helpful technique that I created probably about 6 months ago, and it's called the later plate. And what it does is it really, if you're someone who's like me, who like I used to be, who's really struggles with picking and eating while you're cooking and then sitting down and not being full, this is the episode for you. So today I'm going to share just my history and how I came up with this idea. I'll talk about what is the later plate and how it can help you. And then we'll talk about why it works. So a bit of research. And then, you know, other uses, other ways that you can use the later plate idea. And some other strategies that you can use to help yourself if you need extra help to stop picking when you're cooking. And of course, at the very end, we'll share a key takeaway. So you don't have to think too hard. I'll summarize it all and you'll know exactly what to do to get this method working for you. So in terms of my history, part of the joy of the kitchen for me used to be always picking at things and tasting little bits here and there. And my mom always used to say to me, you know, good cooks don't lick their fingers. And I think I just subconsciously wanted to rebel against that idea. And so I was like, no, good cooks taste everything and all the time and they eat all the things. So it didn't really help me though, because I would always, so many times I would be cooking and then I'd sit down to the meal and I really wasn't hungry at all. And I'd feel gross, but then I'd still eat it because it was there. And now, you know, having children, I wanted to be a good example for them and eating my food. So it wasn't working for me. And it just didn't feel good as well to be always picking and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the good news is since I adopted this technique of using the later plate, I've like completely transformed my behavior in the kitchen, where now, you know, most nights I sit down and I'm like really hungry, really happy to eat the food. Occasionally I will snack on a few things, but mostly it's really night and day to how I used to be. And I can even do like a whole photo shoot. So usually how it works is when I'm creating new recipes, I'll do like a whole day where I'd shoot like photo and video, you know, 8 or 10 recipes. So I'm just cooking in the kitchen the whole day and taking photos, videoing. I love doing it. It's really fun, but it's pretty stressful. And I used to like to be picking the whole time, constantly grazing throughout the whole day. And by the end of the day, I just feel so bloated and so gross and it would just be disgusting. But now with my later plate technique and the work that I've done, you know, I actually did a photo shoot a few weeks ago and I went through the whole day without having a single bite, apart from I stopped and I had chosen one of the meals to be my lunch. So I stopped, enjoyed my lunch and then came back, cooked more, photographed more and didn't have a single bite. Like when I'm cooking for photo shoots, I don't bother about seasoning properly. So I don't need to taste for that reason. I'm just really focused on just getting the food cooked and making it look good. And yeah, by the end of that day, I felt amazing. Like I felt slim and good and just ate dinner like normal. And it was really, really great. So if I can do this and completely transform my relationship with snacking in the kitchen, then you can totally do it too. And so all you need is to adopt this technique called the later plate. So what is a later plate? Essentially, all it is when you walk into the kitchen, I just get a plate out somewhere in the kitchen near where I'm going to be doing most of the prep. And then as I'm cooking, if I get the urge to taste something or put something in my mouth, I tell myself, no, I'll have it later. And I put it on my later plate. And occasionally there'll be times you've got a handful of almonds in your mouth already. And when that happens, I'm just like, that's fine, no dramas. But I also put the same amount of food on my later plate just so I can have a visual of all the stuff that I had urges to eat when I go and sit down. And then, yeah, so that's what I do. I put all the little snacks and things that whenever I have an urge onto the plate, serve out my meal, sometimes on a separate plate, but sometimes if there's enough space on the later plate. And then when I go, like I'll sit down to dinner or to the meal, I can decide whether I want to still have all those snacks and bites and things or whether I just want to eat the food. Like it just gives me that option. And sometimes there are things that I do want to eat and sometimes there are things that I don't. like raw sausage skins. I have this thing where I used to, if I was crumbling the sausage, I'd take the skin off and I would eat the raw sausage skins. But when you had, they've been on a plate for a little bit and you sit down to them, they're not really not that appealing. So it really, it might seem like a really subtle thing, but it really makes all the difference. And the reason why it works is, so there's, and there's actually a lot of research around this, that, you know, when we tell ourselves that we'll have something later, it's actually easier for us to just stick to our decisions. And if we say an outright no, there's something in our brains that, you know, later is acceptable, whereas no is, you know, very hard to take. And so I think the way it works is that we just tell ourselves later, we don't get that sense that we're missing out on something because we're going to have it later. Like, it's, you know, it's still an option. It's still on the cards. Whereas if we tell ourselves no, then we get into that mindset of feeling deprived and feeling like we're missing out. And then we just want to rebel against that. And for me, being a cook, you know, one of the joys of the kitchen is all those little cook's treats of those little, you know, if you've cooked a soup and you've put out the rind of the parmesan in, when you fish that out, you know, that's can be so delicious. Or you cooked lamb shanks and you've taken the meat off the bone to serve, but then you've got the all the beautiful marrow in the bone of the lamb shanks, you know, or like your chicken, like chewing on chicken bones, like chicken carcasses, all those cook's treats, you know, you don't normally serve them up at the put them on a plate and serve them at the table. It's like you either eat them now or you're going to miss out on them. And so the great thing about the later plate is I'll put the whole chicken carcass on the later plate and actually serve it at the table, sit down at the meal hungry and really, you know, ready for the food. And but I also don't feel like I'm missing out on my little cook's treats. And so it may seem like a small thing, but it really makes a big difference. I love it so much. Okay, so that brings us to other uses for the later plate idea. And I actually use this on my kids as well, my children. So, you know, whenever they ask to have, you know, some junk food or whatever, rather than tell them no, I always say that they can have it later. And I get really specific with them. So if on Easter Sunday when they've had heaps of chocolate already and they're like, want to have more Easter eggs, I say no, but you can have them at afternoon tea tomorrow. So they know when they're going to be able to have it. And then they can also see, actually, you know, I'm pretty full of, we did have a lot of chocolate today, but so they don't feel like they're missing out. And I think it just helps them accept the decision. So using it on your children, definitely a good idea. And the other way that I can use a later plate is kind of in reverse. It's at the end of the meal when I'm doing some workarounds, you know, when I want to stop, when I've had enough, you know, you get similar thoughts coming up about, you know, you're going to miss out. And so rather than throw out the food, then I just tell myself I can have it later and I pack. You can either put the plate just in the fridge for later, or I often, you know, put it in a little container and so it's there. But using this idea of later is helpful for that stopping when you've had enough piece as well. Okay, so if you really are struggling with picking when you're cooking, and the later plate's just one technique that I use, it's probably been the thing that's most radically transformed. Like, it's helped the most for me. But another thing that techniques that I've used is plan a snack every day before I start cooking dinner. So I have afternoon tea with my boys and I generally have like yogurt and seeds with that. Or that this week it's been cottage cheese and seeds, which I've really been loving. But you want to make sure it's something substantial, like not just carrot sticks, and something with some protein so that you're going to feel satisfied. And if I haven't had my afternoon tea for whatever reason, like this afternoon I'm going to be out, I'll actually sit down and have my afternoon tea snack right before I start cooking, just so I'm not really hungry when I'm in the kitchen. Because if you are really hungry, that's a recipe for lots of kitchen snacks and it just makes it so much harder on yourself. So have a planned snack. And the other thing I think can be really helpful is just checking in with your feelings before you start cooking. Because if you're feeling anxious or stressed or whatever, just taking some time to acknowledge that can help reduce the chance that you're going to buffer and just try and eat over those feelings while you're cooking. So another episode for another day, really, talking about emotional eating and feeling your feelings. But just thought I'd mention that as a technique that I do. Like, I try and have that pause before I start cooking, you know, just checking in with myself and how am I feeling now? You know, what's going on for me? So that is the later plate. So our key takeaway for you today is that if you are struggling with picking when you're cooking, get a plate out first so you've got somewhere to put things and, just see how you go with it. So hope you found that helpful and I'll catch you next week. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free cookbook called 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes, Simple Whole Foods for Joyful Weeknight Dinners. It's full of easy recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. Just Google Stone Soup and you'll find it.